Former AIDS Ambassador Joyce Jijomensa has insisted that she has never tested positive for HIV and AIDS. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Ms. Mensah challenged anyone who claims she has a virus to produce the evidence. After Ms. Mensah made the famous declaration that she does not have AIDS, many individuals living with the virus and the Ghana AIDS Commission have come to deny her claims. In a bid to resolve the confusion created by her outburst, the Ghana AIDS Commission summoned her last Wednesday to a meeting, but Ms. Mensah told Radio Ghana that nothing meaningful came out of that meeting. She says she's ever ready to meet the commission again. She spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
When I went, I didn't know I was going to meet a large group of people. I was thinking I was going to meet only Ghana AIDS Commission. But I'm surprised I went there, some of their stakeholders. And then I entered with my lawyer to introduce ourselves. And then it was like they wanted to be asking me questions one after the other, which I wasn't so comfortable with. They were fully prepared for me to come for them to ask me questions. I came to listen to them. I didn't know it was going to be a question and answer kind of meeting. So I told them I wasn't ready to answer questions. So, I mean, that was how the meeting concluded.
So what were some of the questions that they were asking you?
The questions they were putting across were things I've already spoken about. HIV, sexual disclosure, is a matter of choice. There are over 250,000 people who are put on HIV medication here in Ghana. Out of these 250,000, can they go and force somebody to disclose their status? The answer is no. I went into a contract with them and they terminated my contract with no reason. All of the reasons were because Rebecca Uwa interviewed me. You know, Rebecca Uwa on GB. She interviewed me, and because I'm a musician, she put my music. I mean, she did it in a form of documentary. So interesting. I shared my story, and then she put my music. Oh, I'm a musician. I'm this and that. And they added all that because I'm promoting myself. I didn't ask Rebecca to play my music, but I mean, as part of the documentary and as part of my life as a normal human being, what I do on daily basis, I didn't see anything wrong with what Rebecca did. Even if, let's say, assuming I have HIV, then I'm just like any other person in Ghana who is put on HIV medication. I'm not obliged to disclose my status. Don't you think I'm right?
But if you don't have it, people are asking, why will you go out and tell the whole public that you have AIDS when you don't have it?
I mean, what people are getting wrong, or what they are refusing to understand, it looks like they only want to pick up my weakness or the things I did which wasn't right to judge me.
And then you are taking the antiretroviral drugs too?
I wasn't taking antiretroviral drugs.
You never taken anyone?
I have taken PrEP before. As for taking PrEP, most doctors have taken PrEP before. PrEP is also in the form of antiretroviral drugs. Anyone who is exposed to HIV takes PrEP within 72 hours. I have taken it before. Now, those who are making noise saying I'm taking HIV medication, blah, 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 and some are even saying they've shared medications with me, Reverend Azuma and Co. So I was even asking, I put a question that, okay, all of you are saying that I take your drugs. Gifty said I took her medication. Reverend said I took his medication and his wife's medication. Have they ever paused a minute to ask why they were giving me their drugs? If indeed I was taking theirs, they should know that I don't have the virus. That's why I don't have medication. They should have answered those questions by themselves. How come it is only me who don't have it and they give me, and I don't give them? They should ask themselves this question.
Former AIDS Ambassador Joyce Jijomensa talking to Bubu Klinogo.
Meanwhile, the Ghana AIDS Commission says it has nothing new to say regarding the matter. Most of the management members Radio Ghana spoke to claim the meeting was between Jijo and the board, and they are not privy to whatever might have transpired.